listening to RMD Studios.
Welcome back to the Community Podcast. I'm Gene Roncone, the superintendent of the Rocky Mountain Ministry Network, and today I want to make a personal investment in your success. You know, any minister who is serious about personal development and ministry advancement is going to have questions about how to best prepare for the exam required in each of the three levels for ministerial credentials with the Assemblies of God. Now, to help you know what to expect and to set you up to win, we want to give you some practical coaching on what to expect for the exam and how to even prepare for the interview for credentialing, whether it be certified, licensed, or ordained. Now, today we're going to be talking about the entry-level credential, which is the certified level. There are very few people in the country more qualified to coach you on this than Beth Backus. Beth is the pastoral care and credential director for the Northwest Ministry Network. She lives in the world of credentialing every single day, and she can help you get a win. Beth, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Gene. It's so great being with you today.
Listen, do you just like live in this world? Do you dream of credentialing tests and questions and interviews? Tell me about that.
Well, we credential. In fact, last year we had about 100 that went through the process of credentialing, whether that's certified, licensed, or ordained. So that is what we do. I love helping and ministering to pastors who are ready to take that journey.
Awesome. Now, all of the exams are available by proctored hard copy or an online format. And I realize online format is by far the most popular way to get that done. So let's kind of focus on that first. So describe how the tests are proctored, and for that online experience, what kind of technology or equipment does someone need?
Well, great question. For the online exam, we've really found success proctoring them through Zoom. So we simply set up a Zoom meeting, invite all of the applicants to it, and on test date, we all log in to the meeting. And we go over some instructions, and then while they're in the meeting, they open their exam invitation sent to them via email and begin their exams. So we ask all applicants to keep the videos on, turn the mics off, of course, so we don't have that distraction, so that we can ensure integrity. And for online exams, applicants need to have a reliable internet and use a computer desktop or laptop. And they can also use a tablet if they join via Zoom through their smartphone, but they cannot use their tablet to both be in the Zoom meeting and take their exams.
So that's good to know.
Yeah, and the certified exam consists of two parts, and it takes about an hour each to complete.
Now, those two exams that a person is seeking for certification, one is on Bible knowledge, and the other one is on doctrine. Beth, what kind of specific competencies are these two exams looking to measure?
Well, the educational requirements that the credential applicant has already met are really going to be helpful in giving them the primary competencies that these exams focus on. So in other words, we're not trying to give you any trick questions. We really want you to prepare, and the educational requirements required help you. First of all, the Bible knowledge. This exam really focuses on a student's overall knowledge of the overarching story of Scripture, while also asking some specific questions about a few stories. The study guide provided by the General Counsel will adequately prepare you for the exam, so be sure to get that study guide. It's going to be your best friend. And next, the doctrine exam. This exam focuses primarily on the 16 fundamental truths and the scripture passages supporting them. So again, be sure to look at that study guide, and the Constitution and bylaws as well has all of that in there for you.
Now, when you're taking these exams, a candidate is allowed to have some things with them, and then there's other things they're not allowed to bring to the testing environment. So let's kind of focus on the Bible knowledge. What are they allowed to bring and what can they not bring? And then we'll talk about doctrine.
Sure. For the Bible knowledge exam, you cannot use any outside resources. That means no Bible, no concordance, and no additional notes.
And let's move on to doctrine. Are the rules the same for that, or are they different?
For the doctrine exam, the only resource permitted is a normal Bible that does not have study notes or a concordance.
Okay. So you've been doing this a while, and you've seen, you know, a lot of people take these exams. If you were to give applicants advice, say three things to best prepare for these exams on the certified level, what would you say?
Well, here's the top three. Number one, there are study guides that the national office has prepared for all credential exam takers. They make those available through your local network office, and those are distributed to you at the appropriate time. So I highly recommend using them. They are going to really help prepare you and be the best form of defense to get you ready for the exam. Number two, just read through the Bible passages listed in the study guides and just refamiliarize yourself. There might be a few Old Testament stories that you want to freshen up on. Just go through that study guide line by line and refresh yourself with those. And number three, I really encourage you to memorize the 16 fundamental truths and have two scripture passages that support each one ready to provide for the exam. So I suggest highlighting them in your Bible. You can go through and highlight them. And here's a little tip, a little side tip. You could even use sticky notes. Simply number them 1 through 16. And in your Bible, just put each number where they're at in scripture so that you, when you're opening your Bible, you're looking for the scripture that supports number one, you can use that. That's just a simple little hack that I like to tell people to use.
That's awesome. I appreciate that. Now, you mentioned the study guide that the national office has provided, and we make that available on our credential page. But our network has also collaborated with credential specialists all around the country to provide resources to help you prepare for this exam. And they vary in approach. So as Beth said, there's the one from headquarters. There's also some that are kind of like online video games and different things. But you can find one that suits your unique learning style and use those. So you can access those through links in a PDF document on our credential page, and it is under the document labeled Progression, Building a Better You. So, Beth, you have, as I said, seen a lot of people take these exams. I imagine you've seen some amazing experiences and even a few crashes. Listen, what are the most common mistakes that candidates make when they're taking these two exams for certified?
Well, here's a few. Number one, I would say some simply just don't use the resources available to them. So again, it bears repeating, get the study guide and just simply go through the study guide. It really will help you prepare for the exam. And number two, some people tend to second guess their answers. If you know anything about test taking, they usually say, go with your gut response. It's usually typically the right response. So don't second guess yourself. If you're really on the fence, go with what you really thought the first answer was. And number three, I would be sure that you just answer each question. As simple as that sounds, I had one person once fail the exam, and they turned it in, and there were several blanks. Even if you need to guess, don't leave anything blank. Of course, I gave the test back to him. I said, you need to finish this and bring it back, and that bumped him over. And he was able to pass. But be sure you answer all of those questions.
That's awesome. So if the applicant passes the exam with the grade of 70% or higher, they're then going to be scheduled for a future interview by a district committee. Now, each network may have a different way of determining how those committees are made up, but the fact of the matter is the interview is going to take place. What are three things that you would say about how to prepare for a successful interview after they take that test?
Great question. Well, number one is to simply pray, relax, and be yourself. You know, Jesus got you this far, and the interview is really meant to be highly relational. It's It's not a test. You've already taken the test. So just show up and be yourself. Number two, I would say be able to share your calling into ministry. Be ready to clearly articulate how you've experienced your calling, include other pastors and mentors who have affirmed your calling, and some of the ministry dreams you have for the future. In short, just share your ministry journey. And number three, I would say if there are any items of concern that had come up on your background or credit report, just be ready to discuss those and explain how you navigated them. There is no blame or shame or pointing fingers. If something came up on your credit report, for example, if there was a medical bill that you were unaware of, just simply say, I wasn't aware of that and I took care of it and here's the receipt. I either paid it in full or here is my payment plan. So those are a few ideas that will help you prepare.
That's really good. And of course, this interview is a great resource. And in addition to this coaching podcast that you're listening to right now, we've also made available a master list of potential questions that may be asked in that interview. Now, you can be sure, as Beth said, there's going to be questions about theology and doctrine and tenets of faith. But remember, every interview is different and every question on that list is not going to be asked. However, the list will give you a better idea of what you can expect. So a link to that PDF resource is also found on the RMMN resource page, our credential page. It's under the document that is entitled Progression Building a Better You. So Beth, let's just talk about the elephant in the room. We all have been there. We've all had that fear. Mm-hmm. You know, what if I'm the one that doesn't get the 70% and pass right. the test? What happens after that?
Right. Well, I've seen lots of people have a lot of anxiety and fears, but here's the good news. I've been doing this for 14 years, and I think I've only seen two or three people not pass the exam. But here's the good news. If you don't get at least the 70%, you simply go back and study, and when you're ready, you just take the exam again. So if you happen to have any language barriers, maybe even a learning disability, be sure to share that with the network staff who's helping you. We want to help you succeed. I know I had that happen one time, and I verbally had to read a few questions to a person who struggled with some dyslexia, and they understood it better when it was given to them orally. So if that's the case, you know, be sure to make the staff aware. But really, the good news is if you fail it, you just get to take it again.
Awesome. Beth, you've been a huge help. I remember when I went in for mine in Bible college, I wish I would have had this podcast back then.
Exactly.
So you've been a huge help. Thanks for coaching us and giving us some great expectations on how to prepare and how to win and succeed at this. Hey, would you do me a favor? Would you close this podcast by praying for those who are going to be applying and taking the exams and the interviews for the certified level?
Absolutely. Let's pray. God, I thank you that your gifts and your calling are irrevocable. Mm. You've called each one of these men and women, and they have simply responded by saying yes to this faith adventure of ministry. God, your word says in 2 Peter 1:3 that your divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness. So I pray as we study and prepare that we would also just trust that you will walk with us, that you would send your Holy Spirit to equip us, to guide us. And I thank you for these faithful ministers. Give them a sense of purpose and peace, knowing that they're walking in your perfect plan for their lives. And God, we just thank you for the opportunity to bring the hope of Jesus to a world that is so desperate right now. We believe you will give us the help we need for today and the hope we need for tomorrow. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Beth, thank you for joining us, and thank you to those who are listening. If you have any other questions about the credentialing process, we have created a very simple online platform at rmdc.org/credentials. That's rmdc.org/credentials. That's about all the time we have. But before I sign off, I want to encourage you to continue advancing your credential. Why? Well, because personal growth always requires a lifelong leader. It's going to advance your credential. It will increase your credibility. It'll bring greater opportunities to you in ministry. It will increase your leadership potential. You'll grow spiritually. But most of all, the kingdom of God will be maximized. So listen to me. You need the kingdom. The kingdom needs you. In our next podcast, we're going to be talking with Beth about how to prepare for advancement from certified to licensed. We'll talk more then. Take care.